FM 101.7 1320 KLWN Dependent. Welcome back to According to the Record. You know, before my friends Jack Todd and Joe Arneson took off, they wanted me to remind you that the 4-H Club is providing all the food out there at the swap meet Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they make a lot of money on that. So there's all kinds of great reasons to go out to the swap meet, visit with friends, check out cars. I'll be out there probably Friday evening doing some interviews, just trying to, you know, get the stories, because cars are stories, but also to help 4-H. So I want to be sure that I did that because they asked me to. And again, Richard Gwynn, thank you very much for the heads up. We turn the page now to one of my favorite gals in the whole wide world. Cecily Reese is in the house today. We're going to be talking mortgage stuff with Envista. This is the Ask the Expert, because she is the expert, and we have lots to get to today. We had some folks that talked about sending in questions, but I didn't see any in my email. So we do this once a month. So if you hear something today and you have a question about it, good idea to write that down and then send an email to me at kmurphree, K-M-U-R-P-H-R-E-E, at gpmnow.com. And then we'll get it on for our next segment. But today I just want to say, good morning, ma'am. How you doing?
Good morning, Kim. It's great to be here again.
Nice to be here with you. I so appreciate it. You played a little poker, did you?
Oh, yeah. This past weekend, it was a lot of fun. Envista was a sponsor for the All In for the Community, a benefit for Douglas County families through the Lawrence Board of Realtors. And I actually ended up making it to the final table and getting fifth place in the tournament, which was a hoot. It was a lot of fun.
Were you playing Texas Hold'em?
Yep, Texas Hold'em.
Girl, look out.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe another career after you retire from this one day down the road. But Envista Federal Credit Union, you guys are very special folks. You really do one-on-one. You really do. It's not people aren't numbers to you, right?
That's right. Yes. We actually call our most banks call them the customers, but we call them members because they are members of the credit union. They actually have a share in the credit union when you set up your share savings account.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
A lot of buy into that. And And you have been doing this for how long, dear?
I'm going on almost 8 years. It's 7.5 years now. So have a lot of experience and a lot of different facets of the credit union.
Well, let's get right off into it. I know that we have talked on many topics today. We want to lead off with what's the difference between good debt and bad debt?
Yes.
So tell me, what is that differentiation?
Well, good debt and bad debt, you know, you hear that and you just think debt is debt.
Yeah,
I owe money. That's, you know, that's the bottom line. But I just wanted to add some insight for the listeners as to, you know, how we view things, how an underwriter looks at things, you know. And while I'm not a credit counselor, I have seen it all and can give expert advice on, you know, things to do to help prepare yourself if you're looking to get pre-approved for that mortgage. So things, you know, the difference basically, good debt, bad debt. Good debt, in my opinion, is a secured loan.
On a house.
Yeah, or a car.
Or a car.
You guys were just talking about cars, and, you know, we do auto loans all the time at Envista. Really flexible on the year, too, in case you're needing a classic car. good debt, in my opinion, are those secured loans with a set term, a fixed rate, a set monthly payment. Those are things that you really want to just probably, in my opinion, take the time to just pay as agreed, and that will substantially build your credit score.
Okay. And then, so that's probably then the opposite of that being bad debt would be like credit card stuff?
Yeah. So credit cards with a high balance where you're, you know, high interest rate, and that's really considered bad, more for the consumer, more for you, because you're spending so much money just, you know, paying to have that debt, you know, paying interest on that balance. That can really, you know, just cause your funds to just drain.
Right. And so what could people do about bad debt? What should they do?
Well, definitely. I talk to people all the time about, you know, reallocating their debt, restructuring their debt. And so what that means is maybe we look at your auto loan and refinance that unsecured debt to your auto loan. A lot of the times, if you've paid on your auto loan for a little while, you have some equity in that car. And so what I do is I get the VIN number, the mileage, I run that through my NADA system. I sit down with my member and say, hey, this is what your car's worth. You know, you have this $5,000 balance on your credit card. Let's move that balance over to the equity that you've built up in your car. So that way you still just have one payment and you're actually getting somewhere on that debt that you had, whereas before maybe you just could only make the minimum payment,
which doesn't get you anywhere at all.
Right,
that's usually just the interest on what you have.
Yes.
And that's very smart. And I know that people do that with home equity loans too.
100%. That's the other side. I guess I want to find ways, because, you know, if you have your first time home buyer, how can they get ready? You know, if you don't have a house as an asset, you know, is there some hope for those people that don't just have that asset inherited or, you know, or that they've worked for so far?
How do they see student loan debt?
We look at it, you know, we just want to make sure you're making your monthly payment on it. If you are deferred, we go ahead and calculate 10% of that debt that you have as maybe a minimum payment to guesstimate, because you are ultimately still responsible for that. And we never want to put you in a financial bind where, oh, well, it's deferred. They don't have to make a payment on it. Well, what if it is no longer deferred
right,
and they have to start making that payment? So we always want to keep that in mind when we're working with someone.
Okay, so the other thing about this, so it's kind of an in-between thing, I would think, but you tell me, because it is a fixed rate.
Yes.
Definitely, it's not secured, but it's
right,
a fixed rate.
Right, and we see it as a great way to build your credit. If you are making those payments, we can see that you are invested in yourself, you're invested in your education. You know, we look at that as a good thing as you're making those payments.
That's good to know. So how does debt, for those that are listening, I mean, I think everybody knows that debt can impact your credit score, but there are different ways. How does debt impact your credit score?
So the things that impact your credit score are going to be your debt to income. So how much you owe versus how much you are bringing in. Another thing that is affecting your debt is your on-time payments. I always tell people, if you take one thing away from talking to me, make at least your minimum payments. I know it's hard to make those minimum payments on your credit cards because you're seeing that you're not really, your balance isn't going down. But if you just at least make a payment on time, that is going to build your score substantially, because one late payment that's over 30 days late is going to impact your credit score pretty substantially, and it stays on your credit report for 7 years.
Okay, so my question always is, if you're a day late on one and you've got five others that you're, how does that work? Is it only the one that they look at, or do they look at, well, but on these five other things that person's making on time and hasn't had a late payment at all, not even 2 or 3 days?
So they only report you late if you're, you know, late into the next statement cycle, so over 30 days. And so that's really important to know. And the other thing is, if you do have a little hiccup along the way, that's a conversation you can have with a lender. So I always tell people, I'm like, if you could just write a little exclamation of like why that happened, you know, I can submit that to the underwriter. We really want to paint the picture for you and not just have you be a black and white credit score. And so I like to find out the why from someone, you know, because life happens and we understand that. And so we want to just make sure the underwriter knows, hey, this happened, you know, they're working to rebuild it. And, you know, that does, if you're 30 days late, just get right back on track, because it is easy to overcome that over time. While it does stay on there for 7 years, over time, that does have a lesser impact on your score as you move forward and you're on time going forward.
Okay. And what about paying off loans? Like, let's say you have a major house improvement or a major house thing, and you took out a Green Sky loan or something like that, but you paid it off. How does that affect your credit score?
So that is usually a good thing. You know, as you know, you don't want to pay unnecessary interest, of course, because that unnecessary interest payment could be going in the savings account. If you have the means and it's comfortable, go ahead and pay it off. But if it's going to, you know, drain your cash assets, drain your savings account, maybe think about still just paying as agreed. You know, if you have a reasonable interest rate, I always tell people, keep your cash, you know, just stay the course.
We're talking to Cecily Reese. She is the expert from Envista Credit Union. This is Ask the Expert here on According to the Record. at FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN, depend on it. And Vista Credit Union has many, many opportunities for you to maybe make your life a little bit better. And you have to go in and talk to them, and Cecily Reese would be my suggestion for you. So as we talk about these pieces and understand more about debt and how that affects our ability to purchase a home, ability to basically function in life, I wondered if you could, Cecily, explain to us how far in advance do we need to be thinking about our debt or working on it maybe before we're going to maybe buy a house or ask for a mortgage?
I would say like 6 months. I mean, and if you're really on it, you know, a year would be great because that gives you time to, you know, sit down with us. You know, we can pull your credit score. We can go through those items with you, help you get on track to make sure you're making the wise decisions and correct any errors. Like, for me, my example is always, I sat down with a credit counselor over at HCCI when I was young and wanted to kind of start understanding credit. And they sat down with me and, I noticed on my credit report, it said Cecily Reese, AKA my brother's name. And I was like, well, why would I also be known as another person?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I found out after doing some digging that they had somehow connected our credit scores because we had a similar, you know, address history, all
what?
Those things. Yeah. And so it was super easy to fix, but I never would have known that unless I had, you know, dug into it. So even just those simple things that can be, you know, like you wouldn't even think that that would ever happen in a million years. It's so important to check your score. And
what's
and,
the best way to do that?
You can go to myannualcreditreport.com and have a poll annually for free, or, you know, you can sit down with me and I can do it with you. We can apply for, you know, we have a great credit card called the Invista Black, has a low fixed interest rate as low as 11.95, which beats the pants off a lot of these 29.95. Yeah. And so,
so you could transfer that.
Yes.
To that.
Okay. Yeah. So even if you don't have an asset, like say you don't have a car that has a high value, you can't do that balance transfer to your car loan, you know, we can at least get it to a lower interest rate credit card. So that way you can pay half as much interest.
Oh my goodness. That's a great idea. We have a couple of minutes left, so I want to get to what advice would you give to our listeners actively working toward improving their credit score for future mortgage application?
I mean, my biggest thing is those on-time payments. I think that is so key and important because it shows that you're responsible. It shows that you take your budgeting and finances seriously. And, you know, if you're not in a place where you really understand it, sit down with someone, you know, ask some questions. We are so happy and excited to help.
Where are you guys located?
I am over at the 31st in Iowa location, okay, right next to Aldi.
Okay.
And then there is another location at Bob Billings in Wakarusa.
We're speaking with Cecily Reese from Invista. And Invista is an equal credit housing lending and federally insured by the NCUA. Ask the expert. Cecily, we'll be back next month. If you have questions, get them into us and we will answer them. Cecily, thank you so much. The time just goes so fast. I've got 1,000 questions, but we got to go.
Yeah.
It's time, but I will see you next time.
It has been so fun. Thank you, Kim.
Girl, it's always a good time. And I appreciate all the work you do for folks.
Thank you.
It is now 8:54, almost 8:55. We're on our way to Fox News at the top of the hour. A little weather coming our way. It's still going to be a great day.